Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. It's just like fire, 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 burning deep down in my soul. Praise the Lord and welcome to Fire, the gospel experience that is dedicated to honoring the true and only living creator God. Now is the time, beloved, to let our minds, bodies, and souls be renewed and refreshed in our relationship with our great, wonderful, and magnificent God, our Father. And there are not enough words to express in the human mind or language that can share the gratitude that we have for his precious and beautiful Son, our Prince of Peace, yes, our wonderful Messiah and Redeemer, Savior, Jesus the Christ, right here on this fire gospel experience. Jesus the Christ is unashamedly, unapologetically, as well as unequivocally, no one can compare with him, declared to be the only Redeemer. He's the only acceptable Lamb of God. He is the only chosen one with those keys of life, death, hell, the grave, and our beautiful eternal life. He's our only hope and light for this lost, dark, and dying world that we are living in. And we're living by the power and strength of the Most High God. Blessings to each and every one of you. I'm your purpose and power-driven host, Ron E. Jefferson. And I'm here to bring you the most uplifting spiritual soul inspirations, as well as some of the most anointed gospel music that has ever been made and ever been played. Fire, 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 the gospel experience will light, ignite, and then fan those flames that's in your spirit, man, woman, boy, or girl, so that you, and you too can be that victorious believer in Jesus the Christ, because God's not a respecter of persons, y'all. He's just looking for a humble heart to worship and fellowship with him in spirit and in truth. It's just that simple. But it's a lifetime commitment that we must make from our mind, from our hearts, and from deep down within our souls. We will be embracing for your spiritual nutrition and consideration from the book of Nehemiah, back in the Old Testament. Y'all, I believe in the whole Bible, all 66 chapters. Yeah. Well, we read the man of God, Nehemiah, and Ezra the priest had received the word of God that had been separated from the people of God. There was a mixture of joy and pain, which transpired as the word of God was read to them. Joy, due to it being regained and reclaimed back to them for their knowledge and preservation. Pain, yes, because the truth of their lives had fallen short of what God has required, which is also reason enough for all believers to do a thorough self-reflection of our relationship with the Most High God. We're going to be talking about joy. Yes, I said joy. I didn't say happiness. I said joy. It's a big difference, and we're going to talk about that from Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10. My special guest is here, a woman of God that I was in the room with over at Love Music Awards recently, a few months ago, in Little Rock, Arkansas, for that award ceremony for all you gifted, anointed, talented musicians, gospel artists, singers, mind praise dancers. But I did get a chance to meet her, but she's here now as my special guest, talking about woman of God, Angela Phillips Smith. And for those of y'all that don't know, she is the wife of the now dearly departed comedian Stephon Smith, nationally known, world-renowned gospel comedian, as we will give him a memorial applause and commemoration. Because when people that we love have gone on to what is known as the great by and by, there is a place in our hearts that is always reserved for them, just for them. And y'all know exactly what I'm talking about. So we're going to give woman of God, Angela Phillips Smith, the platform and the microphone to share her love and her life with none other than man of God, comedian Stephon Smith, who is with the Lord now. But he's left us so much joy that we'll be able to continue on just reflecting back on him and his wonderful ministry. And then later on in the broadcast, I'm here to tell y'all, I will be shining my artist spotlight on a phenomenal woman of God, talking about Karen Zealous Sevier is here. She has new music, and she always has a testimony. Y'all know I bring these gifted and talented people on so that they can share with all of us inspiration about how good God is taking care of them. See, we don't just serve a God that is just for those of us that are handicapped, those of us that are outcasts and rejects. Yeah, we are some all of that in the body of Christ. But we are here to let everybody know, regardless of whether you feel like you are healthy, fit, and in good moral standing with God and everybody else, we're here to tell you that every created human being, and that it includes you, needs a relationship with one that created us. That's why we're talking about God. It's not all about church. It's not about religious tradition. It's not even about just Bible. But all of those things are a conclusion to us having the most intimate relationship that we could ever, ever, ever have as long as we're alive. And that's a relationship with God. We've already had prayer. Call a family member, friend, co-worker, a neighbor, anybody that's in your spirit right now, and let them know Brother Ron E. Jefferson is back on the airways to give God his just due praise and to encourage you to keep on keeping on in faith, trust, and believing in God. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for lighting the fuse that's about to set the internet and the radio airwaves on Holy Ghost, sanctified fire, fire, fire. Yes, yes, yes. I'll tell anybody that I am a believer of the Most High God. I can recall that there was times when I was younger and I was a newcomer in my faith, and I used to be so perplexed, you know, because I'm so excited about showing God that I am truly genuine about my faith and my commission to tell people about the Lord Jesus Christ and to share the message of the gospel. And I used to just be wondering, how can I work it out? And then I was apprehensive, a little nervous and everything. But then Holy Spirit God would come back to me and just say, just be yourself. Just relax. Just hear my words as I lead you in the conversation. And then speak to people the way that you would want somebody to speak to you about a subject as personal as God Almighty. So that's what I did, and I practiced it to myself sometimes, but then again, I can recall times when the words would just flow. It takes time. It takes relationship. Thank you, woman of God, Janice Levon, for letting us know that a believer in Christ is a process. And I also want to thank man of God, Jason Nation. This man of God, I'm telling you, all you managers and promoters right now, y'all better send me some music, because Jason Nation, Lord have mercy, I'm ready to have a Jason Nation gospel artist showcase. He's sending me so much music, I'm just letting y'all know. If y'all want to get your music in, y'all better send it on in, because man of God, Jason Nation, I hear you, brother. You working 24/7. You're tuned in to Fire, 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 the gospel experience. My special guest is here, and she's broadcasting right down the road from me. It's a little ways. It's a couple of hours from where I'm broadcasting, my birthplace, Pine Bluff, Arkansas. She's down there in Memphis, Tennessee. Love going to Memphis. Kind of remind me of the place I grew up, Detroit. Big city and all that. This woman of God here has a testimony. She has a light. She has a joy, which we're going to be talking about a little bit later in the broadcast. We'll probably talk about a little bit here on this spiritual discussion with woman of God, Angela Phillips Smith, who is the wife of man of God, dearly departed comedian Stephon Smith, is here on Fire, the Gospel Experience, as we give him a memorial applause, tribute and commemoration right here, right now, today on Fire, the Gospel Experience. Yes, indeed. That's what we're doing. Woman of God, Angela Phillips Smith, how you doing, sister girl? How are you?
I am great. I am, thank, praise God, I am okay. I'm good. Thank you. Thank you for asking.
You smiling from ear to ear. I can feel it. I can feel it. You got a big old smile right now.
I am seething. I'm seething from ear to ear.
Amen. I can see it. I remember I went through your Facebook page, and I could see that great big old beautiful smile that you have. And in spite of the fact that I know you love Stephon Smith, I know you miss Stephon Smith, we've all pretty much gone through this experience of having to separate from a dearly departed loved one, but yet still they would tell us, continue to live on. Yes, you miss me, yes, you love me, but don't let your life be so consumed with grief and sorrow over that person not being here anymore. So why don't you share with us, this is a commemoration, but if you want to start the conversation off with your walk of faith, when you accepted Jesus Christ, your personal Savior, so that my listeners can appreciate you being a faith believer all by yourself. And then we could talk about man of God, Stephon Smith, and how much of a blessing he was to you. I'm passing the mic to you, sister. Go right ahead and share.
Okay. Well, I am a woman of God. I accepted God at a young age. I've always been a believer. I grew up in the church. My family, my family believe in God and believe in Jesus Christ, and that's where it always is in me. So I understand, I understand none of us isn't going to be here forever.
Right.
I know we all have to go to be with the Lord. I understand that. But, you know, at the same time, you know, it's hard on all of us, you know, when we lose somebody that we love, you know. But then, like you said, we got to go back to, you know, understanding that, you know, we all going to be called. Our name is going to be called one day. So, you know, I asked God for my own personal understanding. Right. I asked, you know, and God shared some things, some personal things with me that, you know, to help me get through today, to help me understand. So, I mean, and that's what I'm doing. I'm just trying to keep Stephon's memory alive, keep living, you know. We did a song together, me and Stephon, you know, because I do music, so I had him to feature on one of my songs, and the song is called Live. And, you know, it's amazing how we talked about, me and Stephon, we had conversations about, you know, if one of us passed. I don't know if everybody talked about that in their marriage, but we did.
We talked about it.
It was, you know, you don't expect it to happen so soon. I did really, really want to have some more years with him and grow old with him and get to know him more and get to know me more. So You know, but we don't know our timing. That's the thing. We just don't know, you know. So we have to live and praise God, you know, every day. So just daily, you know. It's not like, okay, well, I'm going to praise God tomorrow or next week. No, it's now. We have to do these things now, you know. So, but I just thank God for allowing me to marry such an awesome man. He treated me good. We laughed together. We cried together. We, you know, we just lived our lives. We did a lot of things together. I supported him in his comedy career and anything he had positive going on. I supported it, and he supported me as well. So we was that couple. We dressed alike. We did a lot of things together. I just focus on the good times we had, and that helps me to get through the day. That, you know, staying busy and just doing the things that I know will make him proud, God proud, myself proud, you know. So I just stay focused on the positivity of it, as opposed to just sitting around and just upset and crying. And so I, you know, that's just not me. I'm a happy person, and I love to laugh. So I just try to stay focused on the memories, because that's what we have left. That's what I have left of him, is memories.
Oh, I think that is just so beautiful. I say this all the time. Thank you, dear. We're going to pass it back and forth. I say this all the time because it's so true. Because my experiences in life, I went through periods of life where I felt like I was not loved. So for me to experience love in whatever form it comes in, with whomever, a coworker, having that kinship, having that relationship of openness and honesty. I say this all the time, Lady Angela, love who you can as much as you can, every chance you can, because you just don't know. And this, those memories that we create through these relationships that help give us the strength to go on without them, because once someone leaves, all we have is memories and pictures. And I'm telling you right now, I have five beautiful queens. Two of them are in heaven right now. One of them lived for only 30 days, and my oldest child, she died a year ago at the age of 35. So I'm saying my house is surrounded with pictures, and it helps me to be able to, like you said, reflect back on it without necessarily so much pain from the loss. Like you said, think about the good times and the joy. And let me say this, and I want you to reflect on it a little bit. Go ahead. Did you want to share something about that?
No, I'm listening to you. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to pass it back to you. You said that it was just a blessing for you to get to know him while he's getting to know you. And I'm saying this, I don't think we fully realize what a joy it is to have someone so special in our lives that we don't have no secrets, we don't hold nothing back, and we are so willing to let that person get as deep into our lives as they feel free to choose to do so, and then them allow us to get so deep into their lives without hesitation, without holding back. Everybody gonna have their differences, but when you find somebody that you can finally say, I want to grow old with this person, that's a gift from God.
Yes, it is. And when we talked, like I said, Big Stefan, we talked about a lot of things. We talked about, you know, getting old, growing old, doing things. And it is a gift from God, because some people you just don't think about doing those things with, growing old with, or, you know. But I appreciate God for blessing me, bringing him into my life, and I'm, you know, and like I said, like with Stefan, he lived the rest of his life with me on this earth, and that's a blessing that he got a chance to spend the rest of his life on this earth with me. So that's just a blessing in it itself, and I thank God for that. I mean, we were happy, you know. Yeah, just to be happy, you know.
Let me ask you this, Lady Angela, with your happy self. What was the time when you and Stefan were spending time together and he was on the road and he wouldn't stop? and you was laughing so hard you had to grab your stomach and you felt tears coming to your eyes and he just wouldn't stop. Can you recall a time when you were just waving at him, trying to get him to stop because he was just getting you so good, making you laugh so hard? You need to take a break just so you can catch your breath.
Yeah, sure, it was a bunch of, we had a bunch of those times. I mean,
tell us about one right now that you can remember.
Well, you know, let me see, it's his joke, like at his shows. He would do his jokes, and, you know, he would imitate the Amazing Grace. He would sing the Amazing Grace song, and then he would fall out. Like, he'll sing Amazing Grace in the black version, and then he'll sing it in the white version. So, you know, just to hear him do the black version, and you know how he said, he would always say, the white people would sing Amazing Grace, and they'll sing it to the point and cut off. He said, but we'll extend the version of Amazing Grace. He said, we would carry it on.
You know that.
He would sing it for so long to where he'll just fall out on the stage. And that was just hilarious. He'll be up there singing, and then he'll just fall out. He'll just make himself fall down on the stage and just lay there. You know, just steal his stuff.
Amen.
Just
amen. Well,
you know how we black folks
in the black church, we can't help it. We gonna improvise some stuff. We gonna stretch it out. You can blame it on God. What we do is we blame it on the Holy Ghost, and we just can't help ourselves. But listen, I tell you what. I was able to pull up, I believe, his last live gospel comedy presentation over at March of Faith Community Church, February the 7th of 2022, just for the enjoyment of my listeners so that they can be blessed and enjoy this awesome man of God who we're giving a tribute to, applause and commemoration, man of God, Stephon Smith on Fire, the gospel experience. We are just happy. We are just excited to just be blessed to have this young man come in and share with us all of his comedy. I'm going to say his comedy genius. How about that? How about that?
Okay.
How about that?
Okay.
I don't know if it's the first lady or not, but it's you. Okay. Yes, after the first lady, I had to make sure. Now, usually they just sit next to the pastor. So, I don't know. She in the back seeing security today, I guess. I don't know. So. And shout out to Mrs. Cindy in the house. He told me who you were. Shout out to you, sir, and your mother. To Mrs. Bishop. Amen. I am glad to be here. I drove 3 days from Memphis, y'all. I got lost. I ended up going through St. Louis. You know, it's snowing and ice out here. But I'm glad to be here. Thank y'all for that intro. I'm going to have y'all play that again, but y'all remember when churches when people used to get excited in church when you got one person come up and act like the church is a concert? Y'all remember back in the day when the choirs used to actually march in? I'm talking about when they came in from the back and didn't say one word until they got up here to this choir stand. See, now these churches now, a lot of them don't have choirs no more. They got the praise teams, which is fine, because you got to evolve. But back in my day, I grew up in the 70s and the 80s. I just turned 51 a few months ago. So some of y'all that ain't past 30 ain't going to know nothing what I'm talking about. I mean, you know, when they actually used to march and come in, it seems back then, everybody had on robes. Y'all remember the robes where all of them were the same size? They didn't care how tall or short you was, all of them were the same size. If you were tall, it was up here, it looked like a dress. If you were short, it was dragging the flow. And y'all remember the ones that had them praying hands on the side? I had one of them robes that was so old, the hands were separated. I had to shake my shoulders to clap, you know what I'm saying? They thought I was catching the Holy Ghost. They like, praise the praise. I'm like, no, I'm trying to clap. But it tripped me out how they used
Amen, amen.
I told you, you ain't past
y'all, y'all have to go to the YouTube to go ahead and watch the video, and so that y'all can see how he was making them real slow steps side to side. Now, everybody, woman of God, Angela, you and I know what it was like, but I will suggest you listeners, y'all go to YouTube and pull up Stephon with an O, not an E, not Stephon, Stephon with an O, Smith. And pull up his last comedic presentation over at March of Faith Community Church. We'll play a little bit more of that so that y'all can see the demonstration. If y'all don't know, that side to side, that side step, and then the elders, they would stop and wait and then take a step. Amen. So we're going to play a little bit more of that, but I just want my listeners to get a feel for this man of God's unique comedy. And woman of God, I saw you, and you was having a good time in the congregation yourself. I can imagine you probably had to be, without a doubt, his biggest fan. Come on now.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I would laugh like it would be my first time hearing his jokes. You know, we've been married for 8 years, so, you know, like some of his jokes were repeated, and it's like every time I would, even on a repeated joke, I would laugh, die laughing like it was my first time hearing them. So, all was just funny to me, you know, just funny. I mean,
amen.
You can get up there and tell this joke, and I mean, I heard this joke before, and I would just die laughing. Like, you, if you didn't know me, you probably, you probably thought that was my first time hearing it, but I just supported it, and it was just funny to me. I mean, I'm a laugher. I laugh a lot, so love to laugh. It was funny. I mean,
so now I can see how that arrangement worked so well. And tell us then, how did the comedian and the laugher get together? Because it seemed like y'all were like two magnets being drawn together by this unexplainable force.
I think it's just the silliness, you know, just having a sense of humor, you know, because he would laugh at me as well. He would laugh at things I would say and turn it into a joke, you know, because I have a sense of humor side, like the silly videos we would do, like with the picking cotton, and, you know, we would just do silly stuff. And I would just give, I was like, Stephon, look, I want to, because, you know, by me being a writer and a producer and stuff, I would just create a character for him. And so I would ask him if he would do this or play this role or do this, and he would agree to doing it. So we just combined the comedian with the humor, the sense of humor. It worked well together. It blended together, you know. So like I was telling you before, like the stuff I would have him to do or say, I wouldn't get on stage and say it, but by him being a comedian, he felt comfortable getting on stage saying a lot of stuff and, you know, just being silly, making people laugh. I wouldn't do it because I'm not a stage comedian. I'm a behind the scene comedian. But he was a stage. He loved to get on stage and just make everybody laugh. So yeah, it worked well together.
Woman of God, you did have your moments where you did go on stage for when you did the production live with none other than Stephon Smith, woman of God, Angela.
Be their holy water. Live life. jokes.
Yeah.
I'm a comedian MC slash host. AMP said she needed help with the flow. One verse for y'all, so here I go. Keep God first in everything that you do. And you won't go wrong, that I promise you. Take life for what it is, with no filter. Practice what you preach before you even give them scripture. Me and my wife, we don't worry about haters, y'all. We just do us and we have a ball. People come, people go, and that's alright. All my battles I put in God's hands and let them fight. No time for reaction, I'm in it to win. Maybe one day y'all will see me riding that bend. But on the real, we staying positive, without a doubt. All that negative talk, yeah, we checking out.
You are listening to Fire, the gospel explosion where the praises are going up and the worries are going away. Playing for you the best and the newest gospel music on the planet and the most inspiring encouragement under God's heaven. Keep tuning in and bless your family, your friends, and your coworkers by telling them about Fire.
Fire, 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 your evangelistic outreach gospel ministry here to declare God as creator and maker of all things known and unknown, as well as Jesus Christ, his son, that was God already with the Father in spiritual form, that came down to visit us over 2,022 years ago. That date is not arbitrary. I've said this before and I'll say it again, that the reason that we celebrate the calendar of this year, 2022, is because this marks the time that this man, the only man that has ever referenced the whole worldwide calendar. Now, if that's not evidence that Jesus was so uniquely a particular person in all of human history, I don't know what it is. There are many other things that I use, but I use that just to open people's eyes that if this is a conspiracy, like some people say, then we are all duped to believe that, and many people don't know that this knowledge is true, that the calendar was created. There's AD, Adonde Das, which means year of our Lord, and BC, before Christ. Talking about Jesus, there's no other human being that has that had that kind of impact, woman of God. I just wanted to share that, and I just wanted to surprise you, because yes, it is about living. She didn't know, y'all, I had her music, and she didn't know I was going to put her up there like that.
I didn't know.
I come prepared, and then I like to hear that surprise in your voice. I like to hear that surprise in the voice when my listeners find out. They're like, Lord have mercy, this brother here, he doing what he do. And that's right. So I want my listeners to be able to appreciate some of what you do. Now, if you want to share a little bit more about, you said that you have these other talents. Why don't you share with us a little bit more about some of the things that you are doing so we can appreciate you, and possibly how your husband's influence over your life is still alive within you, because that's what your song was about, live. Let's talk about living.
Okay, well, thank you for, I want to first thank you for playing that, because I didn't know you was going to play it, and I thank you so much. But
you're welcome.
Some of the other things, some of the other things that I have going on is I am a writer. I wrote that song, Live, what you just played. I'm a music writer. I write a lot of movies. I write plays. So right now I'm working on my featured film, My Side of the Story. So we just finished filming that yesterday. I filmed a couple of more music videos yesterday. So I got a lot going on in the background. Yeah, so I got a lot going on in the background. But my husband, you know, just to see how he pushed and he kept going through, you know, just through adversity, just through a lot of things, just he kept going, he kept pushing, he kept, so that helps me to just keep going, to keep going. So we really had a really big impact on each other as far as just keep going, you know, and he wouldn't want me to stop. He wouldn't want me to just, the things that he know I enjoy doing, he wouldn't want me to just stop. So I just have to, you know, he this man is in my soul, so he's in me. So it's like, you know, it's like, it's not going away. It's not going, I don't even want it to go away. I don't want his memory to go away. I don't want his legacy to go away. So I just try to incorporate some of the things that he's done into my project. Just, you know, just being a writer, just being, just doing music, just, to, you know, just being comical on some things, just, you know, just keeping him involved, period, you know. So I'm making it work. We making it work. We was a team. We gonna always be a team. We forever team, Smith. So, I mean, it's no way around it. So, you know, I'm excited. I'm excited. Even though he's not here physically, but he's here spiritually, you know, his spirit is still within. So, I mean.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so I mean, I just gotta keep going with it, and that's what I'm doing. I'm just staying focused. I still talk to him every day, you know. He's in my heart and my mind every day, you know. So, I mean, I'm just staying focused on just keep going and just keep pushing and keeping his legacy alive, and just, you know, it's just so much. It's a lot, you know. And it's just a lot, you know. So you said yourself, you're dealing with, you know, two of your queens that just being with the Lord. So you kind of know. I feel like you kind of understand on my, you know.
Trust me. I'm there with you. I promise
you're right.
I am. You know, even with this, and I'm going to share this for everybody that is going through grief of loss of a loved one. I've had times when I was trying to mind my own business, and then the thought of loved ones would come to me, and then without my permission, tears would just start to flow. And what I've noticed is that through my acceptance that this person I know has a relationship with God Almighty while they were here, my tears now are not the same pain-filled tears. There's always that pain, that sense of loss and separation, especially if it's sudden. You know, if there's an illness, you have some time to kind of prepare as best you can. But when it happens suddenly, it's a shock and it's denial, and you can't believe it and you don't want to believe it. And God, this ain't right. God, this ain't fair. But then after a while, we take our attention off of ourselves, and then you say, you know what, since that person is no longer with me, they are with the Most High God. They are in the face of God. They are in heaven. They are in a place that one day, when it's my turn to leave here, I will meet them at the gate. They'll be waiting on me. They are with loved ones that have preceded them. They are with God. They are seeing sights that they have never seen before. They are hearing sounds, music that they have never heard before that don't exist in this earth realm. And they are at their best. They're healthy. They're whole. They have a celestial body. They are far, far better than I am. So who am I to deny them that special place in heaven to be with God? So I had to take the attention, Lady Angela, off of my loss and my pain and transfer that into what their joy must be like.
Right, and I appreciate you saying that, because, you know, I have to do that as well. You know, I have to realize, look, he's with the Lord, when we will see them again, you know. So I appreciate you even saying that, because you just lifted my spirits up some more. So thank you.
And then, Lady Angela, I said, Lord, but I still need you to help me with the healing from the separation.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Right. Yeah. Absolutely. Amen. Right. So we, you know, we I think we got some understanding on, you know, it's even though right. We pushing, we breathing, but we still pushing, we still doing what we do, and we still making the things happen. We still living. That's the thing. We are still living. So, you know, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, and then our pain will be turned into purpose, and then this purpose will be turned into power when somebody else is grieving. We have qualified to be able to comfort them. We won't go asking silly questions like what happened and who this and who this, getting all personal. We would just know how to be there because we remember how we wanted people to be there for us.
Right. I get it now. You know, people that follow me on Facebook, they reach out to me all the time, and they tell me, they say, you don't know it, but your strength is helping me, you know, to see you keep moving and doing what you do every day. And smiling, it's helping me with what I'm going through. Because there's so many people going through grieving and just life, you know, just it's not just grieving. It's just to be life itself, you know, just things. But, and I appreciate those people for reaching out, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, I appreciate it all because sometimes we don't know we're being watched or who's watching us. And, you know, you know, even though some days I'm just down and sad, but and I get that inbox, somebody like, you know, they'll just see some of my pictures of them and like, your strength is really helping me. You know, I love watching you. You know, I get that a lot. And I be like, wow, you know. You just never know who see you, you know. You just never know. So it's good to be positive. You know, when I'm down, you know, I talk to God, you know, or
that's
my
right.
family or my close friends, you know, folk close, you know, I have a great support team, you know, so I just, you know, just embrace the positivity, the you know, the good side of everything. You know, I try to embrace that and not look at everything negative because, you know, I could look at, you know, this God's plan. You know, everything, when we get called, it's God's plan, and I understand. So, but I thank you. I thank you for giving me this opportunity to be a voice for Stephon, you know, and just keeping his legacy alive. I appreciate that, you know. So I'm going to continue on.
Yeah.
And yeah, I got to.
You better. You better. You know Stephon is up there in heaven right now clapping his hands, say, girl, you better go head on.
Right, right. Yeah, he is. And, you know, we both of us are, you know, I don't know if you watch football, but we both are Dallas Cowboys. Y'all see, we both Dallas Cowboys fans. Me and Stephon, he was a Dallas Cowboys fan. I was a Dallas Cowboys fan.
Wait a minute. Hold on. You don't live in Texas. You don't live in Dallas. You in Memphis, Tennessee. What happened to the Titans? You can just put your own team down.
Well, you know, the Titans, you know, well, I was born into being a Dallas Cowboy. So, but I love the Titans.
Oh.
I like the Titans too. Yeah, so it's
okay.
This go way back in 1974.
Okay.
So, I mean, I didn't have no, you know.
I can't argue with that. You're right. I got you. You're right. Listen, we're going to have a beautiful laugh. That's the joy that we're talking about. But listen, y'all, here's man of God, Stephon Smith. He ain't through with us. We want to let this man of God continue to leave his legacy of laughter here with us because even the Bible says that laughter is like medicine for the soul, y'all.
They just want to be. But you got different people now, and I'm going to tell you how they want to be a little bit. I'm going to do that for you, Zach. They didn't say the name to Zach, right? Yeah, he's waiting for all the dark skinned people in the house. Not yet. We're going to fire him already. No, you got different people now that got a different walk in life. They saved now. So the ones that's really, really saved, that come to church, that don't come to church that much, this is a song for them that they have an excuse when they come to church, so they don't come to church. Go on, hit it.
Never would have made it.
This ain't song. never could have made it. They act like they real saved. This for the real saved people. This ain't all right here. This ain't excuse right here why they don't come to church. They want to play this song. They would have made it. I know, because you never come to church.
Never.
Now this next song is for all the ones that backslide all the time. You are the ones that get paid every other week. You got somebody in your church like your pastor. You ain't going to say nothing because they're paying tithes, okay? You know when they're paying tithes, pastor ain't going to say nothing about nobody. Don't no pastor say nothing about nobody that's paying good tithes. But the ones that been, the ones that want to be, you know, saying every other week they backslide, you know, when they come to church for the, when they do the altar call, they got their own song why they backslide all the time. They pay God going to forgive them. They play this song right here. Y'all know that's an excuse right there. The Lord gonna forgive me. We all done failed. I failed 7 times, but I got up 8. But we see. Woo, these things on the trip. Y'all know us, bro. We are crazy. But the next one is for the, how can I say, the young folks. These for the younger generation, you know, they like to dance in church. You know what I'm saying? They do all kind of dancing. They don't do the praise thing dancing no more. They be mind there. They be doing the nay-nay and all kind of stuff in church now. You know, telling they nay-nay for Jesus, you know, just, you know, hitting it. That's what they do now. That's what they do now. So, you know, they have fun with it. They be gangster walking in church and everything. You know, they be talking about, I love God, and all that kind of stuff. Then they end up playing this song right here.
Young people don't understand that real quick. Come on.
This is how they do it, though. This is how the new choir come out. The new young people. They hear something like this to be hyped up.
Everybody come get your dance on, get your dance on, get your dance on. Don't be cute with it, you gotta get, come on.
Right now we're gonna ask the monster face, praise the name of Tom.
Come on, bring it up.
When I hope I think of you, and when I hope I think of you, I can't imagine my life without you. It's like paradise now.
Amen, 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 man of God, Stephon Smith. Y'all go to that YouTube and pull up that that comedic genius of Stephon Smith when he was over at March of Faith Community Church, dated February the 7th, 2022, because it's an hour-long comedy that we can enjoy, you know what I'm saying, without all the profanity, without all the twisted I guess you could say comebacks that comedians use today, because I've tried listening to some of the modern day comedians. I was actually listening to Dave Chappelle, and, you know, I try to get the content, but he has so much profanity in it and so much just perverse conversations with it. You know, it's hard to stay with it. And it's like that with a lot of comedians, but I understand that, you know, they are not in relationship with God, woman of God. But you know what? Talk about how laughter and joy, which I'm going to speak about later on in the broadcast, is such a healing process, is such an uplifting process. Because without joy, without comedy, without laughter, this world would overwhelm us with all of the trauma that goes on, with all the tragedy that goes on. If we didn't have a sense a release valve of comedy, of a way to laugh and express some joy, even in the midst of tears and troubles and trying times, we would be subdued. But our faith is the joy that overcomes all situations, and that does include laughter. Before we let you go, do you have any closing comments, any powerful words of wisdom that you want to share with us?
Yes, I just want to encourage everyone that laughter is good for the soul. So, you know, just stay positive. Everybody just stay positive no matter what you're going through. Talk to God. Keep God first. Keep God in the midst of everything that you do, because he's the one that's going to help you get through it, you know. So that's what I do on a daily. I keep God in the midst of it because, you know, it's God. I mean, he's our creator. He knows. He knows before we know. So just stay positive. Everybody stay positive. No matter what you're doing in life, what your dreams, your goals, keep pushing. You're going to have naysayers. You're going to have doubters and haters and all that. But just keep focused.
All that.
Pushing through the pain. Push through that pain or whatever you're going through. Stay happy. Laugh. Mm-hmm. Laughing is a good feeling. So when you laugh, that means you are happy. And embrace it. Embrace those moments.
Mm.
No matter what. Just embrace it and just keep pushing. And it helps. It helps you stay focused, stay moving, you know, feeling down and out, depressed, get up, get out. Get out the house. Go talk. Go walk. Do whatever you can do to make refocus your mind, talk to God, keep God in the midst of it. And just keep pushing. And I thank you for allowing me to be a voice with, you know, my husband, comedian Stephon Smith. Thank you. I know he's looking down. He's proud of me. He's proud of you.
Yes.
You know, I just thank you. I mean, I can't thank you enough because you didn't have to reach out, but you did, and I appreciate that. So that's where we're going from here. We're going to keep it moving. Yeah, go ahead.
Amen. That's what it's really all about. When we keep a open mind and a open heart, we feel the presence of Holy Spirit God leading us. This is not just arbitrary. This is not coincidental. I felt the love that you still have for Stephon Smith when I was at Love Music Awards. I heard you speaking about him, which they gave him the Lifetime Achievement Award for comedy at the 2022 Love Music Awards. And I was like, my God, I really missed a soldier. I really missed a talented and gifted man, but his wife is still here. So I need to give her a platform so that she can help me catch up, so she can tell me about this awesome, amazing man of God. And that's my prayer, woman of God, is that we will make such an impact that, like you said, your husband's spirit has been poured into you. So the question for all of us is, who are we pouring into so that they can have some of our spirit in them so that they can get overflow and filled to the brim and be able to pour into somebody else? Because we are all links of a chain that starts from the throne of God all the way down here to earth. Every one of these vital characters are links that are connected to us. So the question is, who are you connected to that you're pouring joy and all the good things and your spirit into? Woman of God, I am so appreciative for who you are, your ability to just thrive through it all, because God is with you, and that's what God does. He carries us through. Amen. So whatever future projects come your way, I'm looking forward to working with you on projects, as we discussed before we went live on the air, so you will be hearing from me. I want to be a part of kingdom building with you and every special guest that comes on this platform. I have been blessed by God with resources that I know God wants to use to his glory, to be able to take what God has given me and accent your ministry, and possibly what God has given you to accent the ministry and the projects that God has given us. We're supposed to cooperate and help each other. I think once we understand that, we won't worry so much about titles, about competing with other believers. It's like, let me submit myself to who God wants me to partner with so that God gets the glory and then that we all get a service reward. Amen. So, woman of God, it was actually my honor to give you this platform and this time together. Is there a contact information where you could be reached for kingdom building? My listeners are going to hear this broadcast and they're going to be like, oh my God, woman of God, Angela Phyllis Smith, sounds like the sister I've been looking for. How can my listeners get in touch with you and share with us your social media contacts so that you can continue to be a source of inspiration and strength to everybody?
Yes, okay. Everyone can get in contact with me through Facebook. I do have an Instagram, but I'm not really active on Instagram, but Facebook most definitely. And on Facebook, you can follow me, Angela Phyllis Smith. Just, you know, Angela Phyllis Smith. Just look for it. I have on, like, a light blue outfit. You'll know it's me. Everybody will know it's me. And just follow me, and then you can follow. And that's where I post all my upcomings, all my everything that's going on. I post on Facebook. So just send me a request. Everybody just send me a friend's request or just follow me, you know, and I'll follow back. So
Yeah. That's
how Facebook, amen. That's it. Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Okay.
So
amen.
When you type in Angela Phillips Smith and you see the biggest smile that you've ever seen on Facebook, that's her. So that's how you know. That's her. Amen. Amen. And I got one more thing to say. I got one more thing to say while I got you laughing, because I grew up, I was a class clown comedian myself. I thought I was funny. I still think I am. When you talk, everybody know you from the South because you got that twang. You got that Southern twang, and you can't change it. You'll hurt yourself if you try to talk any other way. You got that Southern accent.
Wow.
Girl, you got it. You got it.
I know.
That's why I'm telling you. I grew up in Detroit, and every time I say my name, I say Ron Jefferson, and what they hear is Ron. Are you in? And some people even heard Brian. And I'm like, how in the world you get run? I can understand run a little bit, but Brian, so I have to say it real slow, and I say it a little bit loud. I try to accent the O, because what people hear is the U, run. And then when I say run, they say, oh, Ron. I'm like, oh, Jesus. That's that Detroit accent, even though I grew up I was born in the South, but I grew up in Detroit. So people can say, yeah, it sounds like you got an accent. So I can't hear it. So I know what you're saying. But you got it. And listen, it's you, it's cute, don't worry about it. So, woman of God, thank you, bless you. We're going to keep
thank
you in our prayers. And we're looking forward to wonderful works that God is going to do in your life. And I'm here to support you. Just let me know how I can be of any contributor to whatever you got going on. And then I want you to just put my name down, because I'm all for helping the people of God move forward to the glory of God. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Amen. Woman of God, I'm trying to tell y'all, Angela Phillips Smith was here for this tribute to Man of God. Dearly departed, but he still loved comedian Stephon Smith right here on this Fire Gospel Stage with his memorial, applause, tribute, and commemoration. Yes, indeed. Thank you, woman of God. We bless you in Jesus. That's what we talk about, y'all. Fire, fire, fire. The gospel experience. And if you want to be my special guest, get in touch with me. I dare you. I double dog dare you to say, Jesus, I'm ready to go to another level in you. It's not about fame. It's not about reputation. It's not about trying to be a church big shot or whatever. It's about you making the decision. The Bible says that God gave gifts to some 40, some 60, and some 100-fold. I want to see where you are in your walk with the Lord with the gifts and the talents that you have received from God. Amen. Goes right there. You can give me a call, 870-413-413. 8720 is my direct cell number to call. It's all about kingdom business. No funny business, kingdom business. 870-413-0220. Ron E. Jefferson right there on Facebook, as well as if you're a gospel artist, MP3 music, send that bad boy to me. If you are a word person, spoken artist, record that 3 to 5 minute inspirational word on your cell phone. Put a little music in the background like you hear me doing all the time, and then send that recording to ronaldjefferson1@aol.com. And then when we can get you live, we want you to do your thing live. But until then, I'll put your recording in my Word Up playlist library. That's how we roll here on Fire, the Gospel Experience. We're about to turn up the heat, y'all. Here's Man of God, CH3, Cornelius Harrison, singing about this wonderful, wonderful joy we have because we got it from Jesus. Oh, my Jesus.
Throughout my life, I've learned that storms are inevitable, meaning that they are unavoidable and certain to happen. One thing I know is that I can't control the storms in my life, but I won't let them control me. He's the author and finisher of my faith. He keeps me calm through the storm. And instead of keeping my eyes fixed on life's storms, I'd rather keep my eyes fixed on Jesus. Take my pain away, no need to pray. Many nights I ask to hear me when I'm down these days. Please help me, Lord, my amazing Lord. I need your strength to dry my tears away these days. I know I've sinned when it comes to an end. My every move I make, I take for you, my Lord. Woke up one morning, things ain't seem right. I know I walk by faith and should not walk by sight. Please hold my hand, put your mighty hand. Please lead my way so I can see eternal life. Please shelter me through the thunderstorm. And when it's over, I know the sun will shine so bright. I know you love me. I'ma keep my faith, Jesus, through hard times. I'ma praise my Lord, Jesus, don't know what to do. Oh, 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 thank you, Lord. I'ma keep my faith, oh yes I will. Give my love to Holy God, oh yes I know you will. Gonna be alright, every day and night. You teach me right from wrong, instead of go left, go right. You're my precious King, please spread your wings. Thank you, God, for blessing me with this wonderful thing. I'm on the right path to do your will. Can't turn my back cause I know the journey just begun. Gotta spread the gospel, on the way I prosper. No one can stop God playing what he has for me. No way I'm boasting, I know I'm chosen to spread God's word around so you can see his love. If he done it for me, he can do it for you. You gotta be real with self and in your heart be true.
Proverbs 3:5-6 say, trust the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding.
Jesus, I know you love me. Jesus, I'ma keep my faith, Jesus, through hard times. Jesus, I'ma praise my Lord, Jesus, don't know what to do.
Jesus,
oh, 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 thank you, Lord.
I am Dori Marie, songwriter, clothing line proprietor, and entrepreneur, speaker, author, and music artist. I would encourage everyone to get a copy of my books, Finish It and Let's Talk It Out, where I share my intimate lessons learned in love, music, and my faith. My books may be purchased at iamdorian.com. They are available in ebook and audio formats through Amazon and various online platforms. Keep it tuned in to Fire, the Gospel Experience, which will uplift your spirit and give you new strength.
I'm gonna wait on you. I'm gonna wait on you.
God, you want him when he comes. He's a problem solver, and soon he'll get it done. Oh, are you gonna wait?
to sing, sing. Man of God, James Hardy right here on this Fire Gospel Experience. Breaking it down and making it real plain. If you don't know, you are a child of the King, the Most High God. Sometimes we can be saved and we not fully appreciate our identity in Christ. That's why fellowship with other believers, other like-minded, spiritual, biblical people is so important, so that we can pour into your spirit, into your understanding, your mind, your reflections, your contemplations, who you are. Amen. We have to build each other up in the Most High faith. This is the time of Fire, the Gospel Experience, where I set aside for you gifted people of God that have a word to share, inspiration of a spiritual matter, exhortation, inspiration, information in a very poetic way that is the gift of spoken word. This is the segment of Word of Inspiration. And my special guest is no stranger to myself in ministry as well as into the gift of talent of what she does. Talk about none other than woman of God, Tara Lynn Michelle, wanting us to occasionally just check yourself out. Amen. Do a spot check. That's what's up.
The spot check. That quick once over to inspect, correct, and try to perfect my imperfection. A shift, pull, tug, or cover-up was in play for those sections that needed to be hidden. And I ain't talking only about what could be seen in a mirror. Hell, that reflection, muddled and heavily soiled by the lies broadcast that I chose to own. So much so I disowned my birthright and labeled it inferior. The lies that defined what value should look like and be, value that never belonged to me because I had no clue I was what I sought. But since I bought the vision of less being more, I inadvertently waged a war during peacetime, increasing the time I wandered in darkness looking for the cure from my captor. After signing myself up for certain death on the day of the rapture, see, I had become their captor while being unaware I wasn't free. This is why I sought solutions from the same source who imprisoned me by occupying space in my mind. Turns out being blind was my choice. I was no victim. I chose to deny the calling within my soul for answers that lay well beneath the surface. I determined what my curse is. When I cursed my creator by choosing to try on suggestions for wholeness from fragmented man and fragmented lands, wielding deceptive plans and an agenda that needed the needy, greedy, lost, impatient, and excitedly distracted. The ones who reenacted chaos. Because it's easy, even though the expected results kept them queasy and broken. The lost have become tokens to be played by the puppet master who sit and marvel at disaster that pay dividends while each day we become closer to an end we don't want to own. So back then, as I stood in front of that mirror, all I could do was spot check. I allowed my eyes to scan and memorize every inch of me that didn't fit their mold. Of course, I was never told they didn't even fit the mold they sold me. There was no label disclaiming to buyers after purchase you chip away pieces of your identity and soul. That you'll step from your pedestal as royalty and diminish the very value of your melanin. See, they knew before you, you are black gold. Because I am his and he is me, I met the bottom in these lands. And at the bottom I raised my hand to be helped from the pit I'd chosen, only to be met with judgment and silence. As my mental reel replayed the violence of my declarations of self-hate, I guess I deserved this fate, as it was a part of my purchase. So, maybe I should lay and wallow. Then, my soul, called by a gentle whisper, reminding me, there's more than one path to follow. Daughter, you raised one hand, but will you raise both? The voice asked of me. This was the first time I realized I wasn't free, but could be, because I am his, and he is me. Just as I chose to stand before a mirror and pick which parts of me were worthy of scrutiny, I could choose to take in the glory of his creation, all of me. The second time I stood before that mirror, I knew I was not alone, because I had chosen to take the walk with him. I chose to ask his solutions and blocked off outside offers. So this time, as my eyes scanned my naked body from head to toe, I was amazed how distorted the first time was. I was flawed perfection, and the most beautiful parts were the sections deemed unsalvageable before. It's amazing how choosing to look through the lens of God cures self-hate and delusions of grandeur. It's just that simple. When he is the first choice with no room for alternatives, hopelessness will fade. In being dedicated to the hardest work one can ever do, the inside work, your reward is the ultimate source and resource coming to your aid. The lies that replay in our minds eventually become the truth we live and dress up to disguise our pain. Insane, but true when we lose connection to our God identity. When I reconnected to her, then he and I could vibe again. It's never easy with God as my best friend, but neither is the latter. And since my soul is all that matters, I'm all in.
All in, you heard? All in. Woman of God, Carolyn Michelle, breaking it down, Lord Jesus, and making it plain. Talking about that spot check, y'all. That's what we have to do periodically. We have to take a honest and a sincere look at ourselves. So, woman of God, Carolyn Michelle, keep sending me those spot checks and keep sending that amazing word of inspiration to this fire gospel experience. We're about to turn up the heat some more. Yes, I mean some more. We're not through. We still got some more time to praise God, to bless him with all that is within us, and then some more, because you know what? We serve a God. We have a God where he don't just give us kibbles and bits. He blesses us to the point where it makes us sing, it makes us shout, it even makes us run sometimes. So thank you, God. We just want to honor you with our very lives. This is Fire, the gospel experience. Here's woman of God, Frida, letting you know that wherever there is a situation, a circumstance, or anything that's going on where you're tempted by maybe some weak point in your life, low faith, or the devil is trying to whisper in your ear, shake it off, because God is always there.
I could have been dead, sleeping in my grave, but God's power and his saving grace kept me through danger seen and unseen. Because of your grace that I can run.
I didn't have the chance. Hello, hello, hello. I'm Joyce Kiwana Adams, your motivational empowerment speaker, entrepreneur, author, zealous trailblazer, and certainly a born-again believer of our Lord Jesus the Christ. Grateful to God Almighty who called me to celebrate who He is in the highest. If you're in search of someone who will speak life, love, spiritual healing, and deliverance into the atmosphere with a spirit of great worship, praise, and spoken word for your conference, revival, seminar, or fellowship, you can contact me by phone at 571-269-1378 or by email at joyuniqueness3@gmail.com. I'm encouraging you also to read my book, Out of My Pain, The Birth of Joy Uniqueness, for great spiritual insight, encouragement, and an uplift. You can order my book on Amazon.com or you can contact me directly for your autographed copy. Also, please join me on my anointed spirit-filled presentation of Unleash Your Uniqueness, which broadcasts on Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Facebook Live at Joyce Kiwana Adams. If you would like to be a special guest on this Blessed by God platform, then please contact me by email at joyuniqueness3@gmail.com. And you are listening to Fire, the gospel experience where the fire is moving, uplifting, and unrestrained experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. I'm inviting you to let the light of Jesus the Christ shine bright in your life. So by all means, keep it tuned in and to Fire, the gospel experience, which will uplift your spirit and give you new strength. Be a blessing to your family, friends, and coworkers by telling them about Fire on this station. It's all about kingdom building, blessings on blessings.
Yes, Lord, you best believe it really is all about kingdom building. Amen. Woman of God, Joyce Kiwana Adams, has a tremendous platform, and I'm telling you, she's on Facebook. She broadcasts on Facebook Live. Go to her Facebook page, Joyce Kiwana Adams, and get that platform time and day so that you can continue to be blessed. We are embracing for your spiritual consideration from the book of Nehemiah chapter 8 and verse 10. I love the Old Testament because the Bible declares that God changes not. So that means just as he dealt with and blessed and sometimes maybe had to correct the Old Testament saints, he'll do that for us too. But don't you know the Bible declares that what earthly father would not chastise and correct his earthly son and child? So God, who is our spiritual father and creator, he'll do the same thing, but it's for our overall good. The word of God from Nehemiah chapter 8 and verse 10 reads as this. He continued, go home and prepare a feast, holiday food and drink, and share it with those who don't have anything. This day is holy to God. Don't feel bad. The joy of God is your strength. And that's what we're talking about, joy. Joy. You know, we in Christendom will speak on the differences between joy and happiness. Happiness as defined as feeling or showing pleasure or contentment. Cheerful, jolly, carefree, untroubled, delighted, glowing, radiant, gratified, in good spirits or in a good mood, lighthearted. Good humor, thrilled, exuberant, elated, exhilarated, ecstatic, blissful, and euphoric. Now, that's kind of stretching happiness in a lot of different ways, dimensions, and dynamics. But joy is a feeling of great pleasure and happiness. So we can take all those definitions I just gave you for happiness and then amp them up to a greater level, which is joy. I would even tend to say that happiness is randomly based on mostly external outcomes and influences, which can be just as easily removed as could be apprehended based on circumstances. While joy, sweet beloveds, is the grandfather, grandmother of happiness, which has evolved beyond circumstances and external influences. Joy is a gift from God that is like a seed that is fertilized and nurtured, planted down deep in our souls. It provides light in our dark days and seasons that are not coincidental or consequential. Joy exists and stands on its own accord. Reading from the Amplified Bible, chapter 8, verse 10 of Nehemiah. Then Ezra said to them, go your way, eat the rich festival food, drink the sweet drink, and send portions to him for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy to our Lord, and do not be worried, for the joy of the Lord is your strength and your stronghold. Now you see why I like to read different versions of the Bible. Amen. The joy of the Lord is your strength and your stronghold. So says the Amplified Bible. The very first instruction from the priest Ezra is go your way. We as believers in Christ must understand that we each have our own purpose, calling, and destiny in service to God. We can get caught up and distracted when we see other believers servicing and ministering. This is very misleading when we attempt to measure our services of success or failures with others serving God. My pastor, Pastor Garrett Easter, over at New St. Hurricane Missionary Baptist Church right here in Pineville, Arkansas, preached his final message from his sermon series, Developing Holy Habits, which was entitled, Use What God Gave You, from Romans 12, the A part of verse 6, where he emphatically stated that we are to be ourselves and not someone else, saying that it's not about comparison and or competition, because you know how we do. Sometimes we'll get it caught up in our head thinking that, oh my, I need to try to see if I can outdo so-and-so as a measure of how I think I should be doing, or maybe sometimes how I may not be doing. Amen. So it's not about comparison, y'all. It's not about competition. We are one body with many members where we are all aptly fit together to serve our purpose in God. And then the word of God continues. Nehemiah 8 and 10. The A portion says, eat the rich festival food. Drink the sweet drink. Our lives are so much better when we find the proper alignment that God has laid out for us all to follow. Our level of joy intensifies when we are on the right path. Our souls say a familiar yes that is confirmed to be the joy of Holy Spirit God in chorus with us. This is where our spiritual intimacy with God develops and then establishes a new dynamic of communication with us. It's known as the oneness that our Lord Jesus prayed that we would have and that we would strive for and we would achieve in the Gospel of John, chapter 17. Nehemiah 8 and 10 continues, and send portions to him for whom nothing is prepared. And what will result will be the fruit of supplication that we will employ for the good and benefits of others. I'm going to repeat that. And what will result when we send portions to him for whom nothing is prepared will be the fruit of supplication that we will employ for the good and benefit of others. This confirms the spiritual evidence that we are truly of God for the benefit of this whole wide world to see. John 13, verses 34 and 35 says, I am giving you a new commandment, that you love one another, just as I have loved you, says our Lord Jesus. So you too are to love one another. Agape love, not just all about emotion, because the Bible says, love your enemies. So you don't need emotions. It's not about feeling good. It's about making a determined purpose in your mind for the good and benefit of someone else's well-being, taking yourself out of the picture. John the Baptist preached it when he said, I must decrease so that he and the works that I do for him may increase. So by this, y'all, our Lord says, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you have love and unselfish concern for one another. This is our calling card. This is our identification with the Most High God, Jesus, in the flesh that walked this earth. We are connected with him when we do the works of our Lord Jesus. We are his instrumental means in this day and time. This is the eternal gift of joy that will regenerate itself within every believer to empower us all, as my elders used to say, to keep on keeping on. You tuned in to Fire, 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 the gospel experience. Here's man of God, Aaron Banks. This brother is so gifted and talented. He just wants y'all to do one thing. Stop sitting around and rise up. Ah!
For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, to the pulling down of strongholds. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not walk after the flesh. It's so sudden, it's a trend. How we selfish, always playing with his people suffering. Get that chip up off your shoulders, seeing sex when it's a boulder. We've been down for way too long, time to rectify our wrong. Steady searching for that meal while they starving and it's real. Time to get up out that bed, stop living like you did. Time to do what Jesus did, get that mess up out your head. It's destruction everywhere, stay focused, say your prayer. Instead of claiming it's not fair, we can change it if we care. But we too stuck on ourselves, can we take some time?
Like God told Joshua, be strong and very courageous. We're supposed to be bold. It's time to rise up.
Rise up, rise up. Oh, we're not going to put up with this no more. The saints of God that love Jesus is just. The Bible tells us to be timid, to be like sheep, to be loving as doves, but wise as serpents. Sometimes we have to take a stand, and we have to let people know that we not no doormats, we not no rugs to walk on. We just keep a spirit of kindness so that we won't interfere with how God chooses to use us. So we have to learn to subjugate our own personalities and be transformed into that oneness so that we can move when God moves, when Holy Spirit speaks. We won't get tongue-tied and twisted up and caught up in our own self. It is about dying to self daily, as the Word of God says, so that we can be more useful to God. We are embracing for your spiritual consideration, talking about joy. Yes, Lord. The Lord Jesus gave us a new commandment. He said that we are to love one another, just as Jesus, have loved you and I. So you, too, are to love one another. By this will know, everyone will know that you are my disciples. Hallelujah. If you have love and unselfish concern for one another. Amen right there. And then finally, Nehemiah 8:10 says, this day is holy to God. Don't feel bad. The joy of God is your strength. And then I told you the Amplified Version says, and your stronghold. Hallelujah. This day, what day is the priest Ezra speaking of? This day is every day, y'all. Holy to God. A day that we are to reverence as yet another divine gift from God. And not just another expected day for us to take for granted that we are somehow entitled to possess. Nehemiah 8:10 says, don't feel bad. The joy of God is your strength. So believe it or not, the Bible says, don't feel bad, meaning and implying that we have a choice when it comes to who takes the wheels of our emotions. Lord, help us with our emotions. Please help us. Don't let us let our emotions take the wheel. Jesus, take the wheel. We exit the negative and invite the positive by declaring this affirmation that comes from the very mouth of God. The joy of God is our strength indeed. As we also remember, our elders used to say, this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. In the voice of my elders, God bless y'all. Saints of God, y'all patriarchs, matriarchs that held down the spiritual fort to give us time to grow up to be committed, strong believers of the faith in God Almighty Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen. Goes right there. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much, woman of God, Angela Phillips Smith, for sharing with us in this tribute, this commemoration and memorial to your genius comedic husband, Stephon Smith. Thank you, thank you. We appreciate you. We appreciate that man of God for the legacy that he's left us with, expressing the joy of God in his life through comedy. Amen. It's a gift. It's a gift. I want to thank woman of God, Tara Lynn, for sending that recorded message about what it means to do a spot check. Amen. Keep them coming. Keep them coming. I'm looking forward to more word of inspirations from you. And for the rest of you that are talented and gifted to be able to speak words of inspiration, information, exhortation to us all, we'll leave y'all with this one final word. Our spirit is the mind of our soul. Think about it. A lot of times we make spirit and soul synonymous, but when you read the scriptures, you'll hear that sometimes our spirit is moved in such a way, but our soul is our core being. Our soul is that essence that gives this body life. But the spirit is the mental thinking part of our soul, where depending on what we allow in and out of our minds, our eye gate and our ear gate to get to our mind, that will eventually inhabit our spirit, which is the front door for our soul. So we have to be careful, because our spirit is the mind of our soul. And if we allow the wrong thing to get down in our soul, it may be trouble trying to filter these negative things, these things that are unpleasing in the sight of God, out of our soul. And it can be a tumultuous time, but we can avoid it just by guarding our eye gate, ear gate, so that our minds can stay pure. That's why the Bible tells us to let our minds stay on certain things like love, peace, joy, and goodness, kindness, thoughtfulness, consideration for others, and most of all, keeping in mind about those things that please God. So you all be blessed. I pray that God will cover you, keep you, continue to move you forward according to his will and purpose for your life, and that you be a bright and shining light for our Lord Jesus everywhere you go, every day that you have, knowing that the joy of the Lord is indeed our strength. I will leave you with one of my dear sisters that's so gifted and talented, so spiritual in the way that she sings songs, woman of God, Ernestine Hall, with her newest project, letting us know that our joy comes because there is a fountain that flows all the way down from heaven into the heart and souls of each and every believer. Y'all be blessed. In the beautiful name of our Lord Jesus the Christ.
Yeah. Thank you.